That was 2 months before. She knew Miss Polly now as a stern, severe-faced woman who frowned if a knife clattered to the floor or if a door banged, but who never thought to smile, even when knives and doors were still. "When you've finished your morning work, Nancy," Miss Polly was saying now, "you may clear the little room at the head of the stairs in the attic and make up the cot bed. Sweep the room and clean it, of course, after you clear out the trunks and boxes."
"Yes, ma'am. And where shall I put the things, please, that I take out?"
"In the front attic." Miss Polly hesitated, then went on, "I suppose I may as well tell you now, Nancy. My niece, Miss Pollyanna Whittier, is coming to live with me. She is 11 years old and will sleep in that room."
"A little girl coming here, Miss Harrington? Oh, won't that be nice?" cried Nancy, thinking of the sunshine her own little sisters made in the home at the Corners.
"Nice? Well, that isn't exactly the word I should use," rejoined Miss Polly stiffly. "However, I intend to make the best of it, of course. I am a good woman, I hope, and I know my duty."
Nancy colored hotly.
"Of course, ma'am. It was only that I thought a little girl here might brighten things up for you," she faltered.
"Thank you," rejoined the lady dryly. "I can't say, however, that I see any immediate need of that."
"But of course you'd want her, your sister's child," ventured Nancy, vaguely feeling that somehow she must prepare a welcome for this lonely little stranger.
Miss Polly lifted her chin haughtily.
"Well, really, Nancy, just because I happened to have a sister who was silly enough to marry and bring unnecessary children into a world that was already quite full enough, I can't see how I should particularly want to have to care for them myself. However, as I said before, I hope I know my duty. See that you clean the corners, Nancy," she finished sharply as she left the room.
"Yes, ma'am," sighed Nancy, picking up the half-dried pitcher, now so cold it must be rinsed again. In her own room, Miss Polly took out once more the letter which she had received 2 days before from the far-away western town, and which had been so unpleasant a surprise to her. The letter was addressed to Miss Polly Harrington, Beldingsville, Vermont, and it read as follows: "Dear Madam, I regret to inform you that the Reverend John Whittier died 2 weeks ago, leaving one child, a girl 11 years old. He left practically nothing else save a few books.